Jason has written a new book with our good friend Christopher Stefanik, who's also on the Catholic Answer Speakers Bureau. That book is called Raising Pure Teens, 10 Strategies to Protect or Restore Your Teenager's Innocence. And I've read the book in PDF form, and it really is, I hate the term page-turner, but it's an excellent resource. So, first of all, why did you write that particular book? Why now? Why this?
Well, Chris Stefanik and I for years have been traveling around the country speaking to teens and their parents about chastity. And after all the parent presentations, the adults come up, hey, you know, where can we get that list of websites you recommend and those strategies you guys suggest? Where can we get that all down? Do you have it? Notes you can email me? And so they say that, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. And so because it was being requested of us to put this all in between two covers, just all the strategies that the two of us could think up after, you know, combined, he and I have been speaking for close to 20 years to millions of teenagers, to take all of that collected wisdom that we've gained from the teens and from their parents, because afterwards the adults will come to us and, hey, here's some strategies that I've found to be really helpful with my teens to keep them from going over to other kids' house. And so what we've tried to do is collect all this advice we've gotten from other parents and situations we've learned from teens, put into one book to help the parents be the primary sex educators of their kids.
When you say primary sex educators are their kids, I'm grinning because you point out the big gulf between what teens see in their parents as role models and what parents think they are for their teens as role models.
Mm-hmm.
The stats you give and cite, and by the way, one thing that you and Chris do very well in this book is that you actually pin your claims to an objective source. An awful lot of footnotes went into this book, which means a lot of research and a lot of thinking. How did this disconnect happen between parents who think, I'm just Homer Simpson, my opinion compared to the opinion of some celebrity is worth nothing, and yet when you ask teens about who their greatest role models are, who are they?
When they asked the National Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy, surveyed over 1,000 teens and asked them what's the most influential factor that shapes their sexual behavior. Is it their peers? Is it the music they listen to? And the teens' number one reply was their parents and what they were brought up to believe with regard to sexual morality. Now, parents have a hard time believing this because teens will never give their parents any credit. Parenthood is a very thankless job. I remember at one point raising my little kids, I've got a 4-year-old, 3-year-old, and a 6-year-old now. One day I had changed I think it was maybe close to a dozen diapers before breakfast, and not a single child had thanked me. And, you know, they couldn't speak real eloquently.
That's very much what you deserve. Right?
But, you know, no thanks from the kids, and raising a teen isn't any different. They're not going to say, hey, thanks for my curfew. You're doing a great job parenting me. So there's this gulf, as you had mentioned, where parents underestimate how effective they are with the teens, and the struggle that the parents face is that they're the primary sex educators, but they don't know where to begin. I'll give these parent presentations to maybe 300 parents and say, okay, a show of hands, how many of you were given by your parents when you were a teenager a thorough, convincing, and adequate explanation of the Catholic Church's teachings on chastity? And you might get one or two hands out of 100. And here are these parents being expected to deliver what was never given to them during an age that makes chastity more difficult than ever to live. And so that's where we try to bring this book into, is to give the parents very concrete strategies, not just theory and ideas, but hey, these are tips that you can use with your teenager tonight to help to open up their ears and their hearts to this message of purity.